Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We're glad you could join us today. This is Tom from the Sky Family. Before we start our lesson today, I want to encourage anyone who would like to schedule a Sky Family concert at your church or at your community gathering or your outdoor event, please give us a call at 508-887-1051. That number again is 508-887-1051. Or if you would like to schedule revival meetings, we are glad to be a part of what you're doing. We travel extensively. It doesn't matter where you live. We'll probably be able to work you into the schedule. So give us a call or go to our website. Just Google the Sky Family and the email address, tourmanager@theskies.org, will be on there. You can contact us by email. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you. We're going to continue our very instructive lesson from last week, focused on Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. Then Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for My sake shall find it. For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" As we mentioned last week, the Lord is calling us to the narrow gate. And in this verse, He's making that narrow gate even narrower by saying, if anyone wishes to come after Me, let him deny himself. So He's saying that there's no other way. There's no broad way. There's no easy way. He says that we must pick up His cross if we would follow Him. Now, in other countries, the cross of Christ is that you must actually face imprisonment or even death to follow Jesus. But before we sigh with relief that we are not facing that in the West right now, we must understand that just because we are in North America, it does not exempt us from this cross of Christ. For Jesus says, if anyone wishes to follow Me, let him pick up his cross. And so this verse is for us all. It is for every Christian. So what then is the cross that a Christian in North America must pick up? What is our cross? Last week we talked about the necessity of laying down our sins and our encumbrances, which so easily entangle us. There is a war going on, a war which we are losing, a war which by all appearances we have actually lost. North America has been invaded by ungodliness, by wickedness, by perversion, by lawlessness. And where were the Christians when this invasion took place? Where were we when our land was invaded by every form of ungodliness? Well, we were sitting in front of our media, in front of our entertainment. We were mesmerized by yet one more sports game, one more brain-dead comedy, one more devilish video game. We were fast asleep in our comfortable worldly pastimes, and if any of us would rouse ourselves for a moment from these things, we would see that our land is now completely occupied. We have been occupied by wickedness. And God is calling for soldiers to stand firm, to go, to speak up, to stand up for Him. But when He calls, He finds His soldiers are drunk with the pastimes and the pursuits of the world, totally preoccupied with this present world and unwilling to go, unwilling to serve, unable to get up off of our comfortable sofa or our lazy boy. The commander calls us and we don't even respond to his call because we are fixated with our media. This is the state that God finds his soldiers in, and he is calling us to wake up, to get up, and to serve him. So the first cross that we must pick up is nothing more or less than examining our pastimes and putting aside the things that distract us from God and from doing his work. And this is a very hard call for us because we love our distractions. Would God really call us to turn off the game to serve him? Yes, he would. And he wants to know if there's anyone anywhere who actually loves him more than their favorite team. Wow, can you imagine this? I know what you're thinking. You've never heard anything like this before. And you probably haven't. However, the text is perfectly clear that if we would follow Jesus, we must do many things which are uncomfortable to our natural man, to our natural inclinations, and from the flesh. We must put aside the distractions of the world to follow Jesus. That is the cross for us here in North America. Putting aside something that we like to obey him is picking up the cross. We don't pick up the cross because we want to or because it's easier, because we are inclined to do so. We do it because the Lord has called us. We do it out of a sense of duty and a desire to please God. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. Jesus, in his humanity, found the cross to be very uncomfortable. And we may find the cross to be uncomfortable too, but that doesn't mean that we don't have to pick up the cross, or that it's too hard, or that God would never require it of us. If a few people would actually do that very thing, immediately there would be some mighty men on the field to do battle for the Lord. I wonder if anyone listening knows how David Wilkerson's ministry began. That is, the Times Square Church and Teen Challenge. How did it begin? Well, it started by God asking Dave Wilkerson to do something very uncomfortable. And that is, Dave was just like everyone else. He loved his entertainment. He loved his media time. He loved his TV. And God put his finger on Dave Wilkerson and said, "Are you willing to give this up and use this time to seek me instead?" And Dave Wilkerson is very inspiring because he's just an ordinary guy, and he was just like us, and he hesitated and he was reluctant to do that. But finally, he sold his TV and he committed the time that he was watching TV to seeking the Lord, and then God launched him into one of the most effective ministries of the 20th century. And this should be very encouraging to us to do the same. And we think if Dave Wilkerson had not picked up the cross, by putting aside the things that he loved the most, how many people would be missing from the kingdom of God right now? And so we can say that and turn that on ourselves. If we are distracted from serving God, if we are distracted from seeking the Lord and doing what he says, how many people will be missing from the kingdom of God because we refuse to pick up our cross? We refuse to get out of our comfort zone. We refused to put aside our distractions and the indulgence of our flesh. These are things which pierce us and should make us think. So our obsession with media distractions, whether it's our iPhone or our video games or any of the host of distractions, this is one of the primary areas that the Spirit of God is addressing in these last days. And I can truthfully say that if we do not respond to this call, if we hear this word, if we read what Jesus says in Matthew 16:24, and we don't respond to his call, if we do not pick up our cross, if we do not lay aside our worldly distractions to begin seeking and serving him with all of our heart, we will be as ashamed when he comes as a deserter is when the battle has finally been won and they have been found to be at ease and at comfort and asleep during the heat of battle, which has been borne by others. That is the shame that we will bear if we do not heed this word and begin acting on it. There is a price for ignoring the Lord's call, and the cost is shame. Our media obsession is making many deserters out of those who should be in battle right now, enduring the heat, taking the heat of battle. We are called to this. This is the cross of Christ. Now, the next snare that we have that has made us into deserters instead of soldiers is the deceitfulness of riches. And this is the one that Jesus is particularly addressing here in Matthew 16, when he says, "What will a man be profited if he gains the whole world? What will it profit him?" Now, the seeking of success and our entertainment are the two great idols in the world around us, and they are especially noticeable in the church. The pursuit of success has taken over the church, so it is no longer good enough to seek righteousness. It is not approved by the church if that is your only goal. In fact, you'll be scorned, you'll be talked to, you'll be directed by caring people that you need to seek success in a worldly way. And we have this immense pressure put on us to be conformed to the world, even and especially from the church. Now, I've been a Christian a long time, and I was actually there when this concept was introduced to the modern church, and I saw it take over like wildfire. And now it is considered orthodox that to be a real Christian, you have to be the best in the world. You have to do everything like the world, only better. Make the world look up to you. That's the concept that I saw come into the church, and I was there when it happened. This is a snare and a lie, and it is not scriptural. The Lord said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." The Lord said we would be hated by all. We would be despised, not esteemed by the world, but rejected by the world as he was. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Listen to what the Word of God says concerning the pursuit of earthly riches, which has entirely consumed so many in the church and consumed so many churches. Let's turn over to Psalm 49. Concerning the pursuit of riches, it says, "This is the way of those who are foolish, and of those after them who approve their words. As sheep they are appointed for Sheol. Death will be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning." You see, it is the righteous and those who seek righteousness who will be given places of authority in God's kingdom. And it goes on in verse 16 to say, "Do not be afraid when a man becomes rich or the glory of his house is increased, for when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not descend after him. Though while he lives, he congratulates himself. And though men praise you when you do well for yourself, he shall not go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see the light." That's what Psalm 49 says about the pursuit of wealth. And that's what God thinks about our obsession with collecting riches, our obsession for gaining wealth. We long for the congratulations of those around us, but we'll take nothing with us. It is those who pursue righteousness who will be exalted. So when Jesus says that to gain our lives, we have to lose them, he meant we had to lose our earthly life, our earthly ease, our comfort, our security and success, where everyone applauds us. And to do this, we have to become literally a fool in the eyes of those around us, because the things and pursuits of the world have become nothing to us. We become incomprehensible to the world around us. We become incomprehensible to Christians if we are not interested in prospering in this world. We are like fools. We're short-sighted. We're thought of as being much less than a Christian because we have no interest in the things of this world. The Bible says a lot about this. And God actually sent the curse of Adam for our benefit, to keep us from following all these idols and forfeiting our souls. The curse was meant to drive us to himself. You know, we work, we build up our earthly kingdom, and then in nanoseconds, we see it dissolve under us. This is routine, and I am particularly well-versed in it. The curse is sent for our benefit, to keep us close to God. So don't be upset when you encounter downturns, setbacks in your earthly kingdom building. Be glad and rejoice that God loves you enough to keep you from falling away and chasing after vain things. Thank the Lord if you're having financial difficulties. It's a sign that he really loves you. To obtain life, we must surrender our earthly passions and our desire for earthly recognition, our desire for wealth and security. Remember, Jesus said, "If anyone would follow me." So there's no other choice. There's no other way. It's either surrender all and follow him or go off and do your own thing. There's no soft or easy way. It's God or the world. God demands that we take him and him alone. God is trying to turn you into a soldier. Can you imagine anyone in any of the wars? You know, everyone in war wishes that they were home, wishes that they were in ease and comfort and safety. But they can't be because there's a war and they must do their duty. So God is calling you to do your duty. Put aside your soft living. Put aside all your comfortable distractions. It is time to pick up the sword, the word of God, and begin to do battle for the sake of righteousness, for the sake of lawfulness, for the sake of your family. It is time for you to become a soldier. So let us seek the Lord earnestly about these things and not be ashamed when he comes because we were at ease while there was a life and death battle going on around us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we don't want to be of those who shrink back to destruction. We want to be those of those who go forward in faith, taking the opportunity to lift up your name, to call upon you while you are near, to bring your word to those who are perishing, to be about your work as you come, so that when you split the skies, you will find us serving as faithful stewards in your house. Lord, help us not to be ashamed on that day. And I pray, Lord, that this message would take deep root in many hearts and that many soldiers would be raised up as this word goes forth. And Lord, may revival spring forth in us and in our community, in our churches, in our leadership. May revival spring up every place where this message goes. Let us heed those awesome words of our Lord and pick up our cross and follow you, Jesus. We commit our lives into your care and pray you'd make us soldiers of the cross. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they're supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Skies Celtic Revival CD, which is available on the Sky Family website or on iTunes.